Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Tune in to God's grace.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit. Our scripture reading is in Hebrews chapter 6. We are reading verse 18 and Zephaniah chapter 9, Zechariah chapter 9, verse 12. It reads as follows. In verse 18 of the book of Hebrews, God did this so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have taken a refuge, we get hope and courage. Manje ku Zephaniah chapter 9, Zechariah chapter 9, verse 12 wakhona lifundeka kanje. Return to your fortress, O prisoners of hope. Even now I announce that I will restore twice as much as you. Silbonge izwi likaNkulunkulu. Now when we look at Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18, the second paragraph here corner, it is therefore we who have fled to him for refuge have a great confidence as we hold to the hope that lies before us. The part that touches me the most in this paragraph is the one that says, we who have fled to him for refuge. Meaning that not everyone who encountered difficulty in life runs to God. Abanye run to drugs. Abanye they run to alcohol. In order to suppress their feelings, abanye bathatha irope bazihenge, abanye bafuna ama kusho ukuthi bezama ukwenza I shortcut, abanye baya ebantwini bayofuna usizo kubo, and uma sibheka kuko konke ngithanda ukubuza umbuzo oyi-1 ukuthi uma wena kuvela into ugijimela kuphi? Who is your refuge? Moreover, this verse gives us an assurance that as we have ran to him as a refuge, we can have a great confidence. Moreover, as we hold on to the hope that lies before us. Manje, those who ran to him as a refuge, as we have called, they are called the prisoners of hope, means that in spite of all our circumstances that lies before us, we are bound by this hope. Hebrews 6 verse 19 in Njengoba athi, this hope is a strong and trustworthy anchor for our soul. It leads us through the curtain into God's inner sanctuary. Manje uma sibheka lokhu ukuthi in the Old Testament, you know ukuthi abapriest, the high priest, uma bebezomela abantu ezonweni zabo, lithi kaNkulunkulu, they would go behind the curtains. And when they went behind the curtains, kukhona into bebeyenza, ngoba ekuyimbatho zabo, kwakunama bells la enzansi e pomegranate. And those bells, uma bengena, bekufanele ukuthi zikhale in order that abantu abangale, abangangenanga kukhethinisi, bemiyekile angene as a high priest. Uma naye engazange enza kahle phango uNkulunkulu, he would die on the spot. And akekho umuntu ozongena, bekufanele ukuthi adonswe ngerope, adonswele ngaphandle. Manje leli lizwi liyasithembisa ukuthi thina esiyesabalekela kuye likhuluma nokuthi sithembe yena. And lithi lapho kuHebrews 6:19, this hope is a strong and trustworthy anchor for our soul. It leads us through the curtain into God's inner sanctuary. Siyazi ukuthi when the Bible talks about this curtain, it tells us when Jesus Christ was hanging on the cross, the curtain that was in the sanctuary yadabuka from top to the bottom. And we know that in the Old Testament, the only people who were allowed to enter through that curtain, it were the high priest. Now, masibona leli lizwi elithi leli themba lethu li anchor for our soul And that anchor for our soul, it leads us through the curtain into God's inner sanctuary. And kungako esibona ukuthi izwi kaNkulunkulu liyasho ukuthi uma uJesu ehenga esiphambanweni lapho bezama ukumgwaza inyama yakhe lithi kwadabuka lelo khethininzi. Manje lithi leli themba ithemba elisifaka lapho la kokungena khona aba high priest beyokhulumela izono zabantu. And we remember ukuthi uma beyokhulumela izono zabantu kwakudingeka bona nokwabo bahlambuluke. Ngoba uma bengangena behind those curtains bengahlambulukele, they will die on the spot. Now ekuseni kwanamhlanje izwi likaNkulunkulu lisithembisa ukuthi this hope is as strong as trustworthy anchor. Manje uma nakhona sibheka the anchor, i-anchor yile esetshenziswayo in the sea in order ukuthi ibambe the ships ukuthi makuneyivunguvungu ikepe ezikhona akudingeka ukuthi sanjiswe izivunguvungu. Manje lithi leli lizwi ithemba lethu liyi-anchor, meaning that ivunguvungu esiyitholayo the hope esiba nayo ifana ne-anchor esenza ukuthi singamuva izivunguvungu esihlangabezana nazo. Ngoba phela izivunguvungu ungahlangabezana nazo, there are a lot of things that can happen. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje Psalm 46 verse 1 siyafunda ukuthi leli lizwi lapha amadodana kaKhora athi mawe khuluma ngendaba ye-refuge. Ngani? Ngoba leli lizwi esilifundile kuncwadi yamaHebrews lithi therefore we who have fled to him for refuge, we have a great confidence as we hold on to the hope that lies before us. And manje lamadodana makaKhora uma ekhuluma nge-refuge enguNkulunkulu lithi bona la bathi bona lapha kumaHubo 46 verse 1 bathi bona God is our refuge and strength, an ever present help in trouble. Kusho ukuthi in all the trouble that we face, God is there, is our ever-present help in times of trouble. Bese lapha ku 1 Corinthians 13:13, uma ikhuluma ngaleli themba, it tells us that faith, hope, love is honor that will remain. And the Bible we read ku Zachariah 9:12 lisitshela ukuthi we are prisoners of hope. And yet ekuseni kwanamhlanje nezwi lapha yana First Corinthians lithi faith and hope and love will remain, meaning that sigxilile kuleli themba. As you are reading futhi uRomans chapter 15 uma sifunda lapha ku verse 13 wakhona sikhuluma ngendaba yethemba. Lithi leli lizwi uma lifunda kuRomans chapter 15 verse 13 lithi may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Manje siyabona ukuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi we overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Manje in every matter, in every situation, let us consider ukuthi the Holy Spirit that is in us, ngoba izwi kaNkulunkulu lisitshelile ukuthi the Holy Spirit is in us, and the Bible says greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. Manje lapho lithi leli lizwi may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Ngani? Ngoba bangcwele in the midst of hopelessness, in the midst where we lose our peace, kunento eyenzakalayo, we lose our hope. And manje uthi umpostoli Paul, may the God of hope fill you with peace, with all joy and peace as you trust in him. We are born as the joy of the Lord is our strength. Esisathembile kufanele ukuthi ijoy ingasilehlekeli ngani ngoba the joy of the Lord is our strength. Aphinde uIsaiah make khuluma ngale joy athi with joy we shall draw from the wells of salvation. Yile nto uJesu ayisho athi out of our belly shall flow the rivers of the living water. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje the title of my message today is confidence in the Lord. Confidence in the Lord. Ngoba sometimes we've got confidence in ourselves, that is right. And we've got confidence in other people. But this time, the tackle of our message is confidence in the Lord. Manje, the passage of scripture is ifundile ku Hebrews 6:18. It is therefore we who have fled to him. Sibalekele kuye. For refuge, we have a great confidence as we hold on to the hope that lies before us. Sine confidence, bangwele, sibambelele ngethemba. Manje athi Jeremiah make khuluma ku 17, ku verse 7, athi blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. Manje kudingeka ukuthi iconfidence yethu ibe kuye uNkulunkulu. Njengoba sibona naye uDavide. Uma ekhuluma bangcwele lapha kumahubo 130 ekhuluma ngokuba neconfidence kuNkulunkulu ngoba kuyenzeka ukuthi esikhathini esiningi kube nezinto ezivelayo singabalekeli kuNkulunkulu sibalekele kwabanye abantu singabi neconfidence kuNkulunkulu but nangu David yena uma ekhuluma ngendaba yeconfidence kuNkulunkulu lapha kumahubo 130 from verse 5 to 7 lithi malifunde kabancwele athi yena I wait for the Lord my soul waits and in his word I put my hope my soul waits for the Lord more than a watchman wait for the morning more than a watchman wait for the morning look at this bancwele athi I wait for the Lord my soul waits manje waiting when the soul is waiting it means he's waiting wholeheartedly ngoba his soul is the mind the will and the emotion uma emlindile uNkulunkulu his mind is steadfast his mind is looking unto God uma emlindile uNkulunkulu even the will yakhe imlindile uNkulunkulu akamlindanga half-heartedly ngoba uma umlinde half-heartedly you lose the patience manje ekseni kwanamhlanje esasho ethi I wait for the Lord my soul wait and his word I put my trust manje ukuthi ngimlindile uNkulunkulu ngingafundi izwi kungabikho lutho izwi elingenza ukuthi ngime yiba nokuzikhohlisa ngani ngoba into esenza bangcwele sikwazi umlindi uNkulunkulu ukuhlala ezwini lakhe uma singahlala ngezwini lakhe angeke sikwazi ukumthemba uNkulunkulu athi make funda ku verse 7 athi o Israel put your hope in the Lord for with the Lord is unfailing love and with him is full of redemption. Beka ithemba lakho kuNkulunkulu ngani ngoba kuye uthi is unfailing love. uNkulunkulu akadeli ngathi bangcwele. Manje the expression ayishilo ku verse 5 esakhuluma ngishilo ukuthi uma ikhuluma ngesoul it means the mind the will and the emotion manje ngithanda ukuthi ekseni ngibe nombuzo kimi nawe ukuthi uma sine confidence kuNkulunkulu is it wholeheartedly is our mind our will and our emotion have confidence in the Lord ngoba kuyenzeka ukuthi we can say we have confidence in the Lord but when other things happen kuyaye kube siphelelwe ukumthemba uNkulunkulu seyikhumbula indaba lana bangcwele yama Hebrew boys ukuthi abantu ababa neconfidence kuNkulunkulu sithola lapha kwincwadi kaDaniel 3 uverse 16 and 18 indaba kaShadrach noMeshach noAbednego nalapho sebethreatenishwa ukuthi uma ningenzi lokho sizonifaka emlilweni bona bathi bona kule nkosi uyazi yini siyazi uNkulunkulu wethu uzosikhipha emlilweni Baze bagcina bathi kuye mawufunda lapha Daniel 3:16-18 baze bathi noma ngabe kodwa siyazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu wethu uzosikhipha. Manje bene confidence kuNkulunkulu ukuthi noma sebe baselwe umlilo, sebe ubona umlilo ukuthi bawufake emlilweni, bema kuNkulunkulu ukuthi siyangena emlilweni. Ngani? Ngoba uNkulunkulu ithe mabe ungena emlilweni, ngempela bathola kukhona owesine. And mabe phuma kulomlilo siyathola ukuthi lo wesine wayisoloke khona, ene uma bengene lo wesine engekho bebezosha, kodwa kuwona lomlilo uJesu Kristu wayekhona. Ngoba uthe makabheka inkosi yathi mayibheka yathi hawu mina ngifaka abathathu kodwa ngibona khona wesine. Ngoba uma singene emlilweni bangcwele masingalibali ukuthi khona wesine ophakathi kulomlilo. That is why sabona uJesu Kristu lapha kwincwadi kaJohn uma ubekhala kushone uLazarus lithi naye wakhala. Manje yilento eyenzakalayo emlilweni esingena kuyo, einyembezini esichithayo, naye ukhona lapho. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje singaboni yena kuphela, abantu ababe neconfidence kuNkulunkulu ukuthi noma ngabe. Sithola ukuthi nale ntombazana eyayithinjiwe kwaNamani, ilizwi kaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi wathi make bona uNamani enelephari, waba neconfidence ukuthi uma inkosi uNamani, as long mina noma ngabe ngiyislave, but uma le uNamani angahamba aye kwa-Israyeli ayohlangana nomprofethi lapho, I know that uzophila. Cabanga, you are a slave, uthinjiwe, uyasetshenziswa lapho. Uma uthi uyabheka ubona abantu abakuthimbile enelephere, omnye mina nawo mhlawumbe besingajabula, kodwa lona because he's got the confidence yoNkulunkulu amkhonzayo ukuthi noma ngila ngiyintombazana ngithinjiwe, kodwa I've got confidence ukuthi uNkulunkulu kwa-Israyeli ukhona. Watshela unkosikazi kaNamani wathi uma the master can go to Israel ahlangane nomprofethi kaNkulunkulu, he is going to be healed. Abantu abaneconfidence kuNkulunkulu esimeni esinzima, ngoba thina sometimes baneconfidence uma izinto ngathi zilulanyana. Manje kungapheli ngabo bangcwele, nalapha kwincwadi kaMark 7:24-29 there's this Phoenician woman. A Phoenician woman is a Greek woman, he was not a Jew. And elithi izwi uma uJesu efika lapho wayengafuna ukubona ukuthi ukhona, but that woman khona umuntu oye wamhlebela nje or bebexoxa nje, ithe makabona ukuthi mina ngiyamlanda, waya kuJesu Kristu wakhalela umntanakhe ogulayo. Uthe uJesu Kristu noma emtshela ukuthi ebheka la ukudla lokho akusokwenu, akusobe izizo, wathi nenja iyadla etafileni yani iyo master yayo, wathi nenja iyazidla imvuthu, wafuna lezi mvuthu, waba neconfidence bangcwele. Yiyo ke indaba masithi to have a confidence in the Lord, ukuthi isimo noma sibheda noma kungathi akulunganga, kodwa uma uneconfidence. She had a confidence ukuthi uma ngingaya kuye ngizophila. Manje sibone sesovala nalapha kuMatthew chapter 8 siyathola that Roman centurion. A Roman centurion bangcwele, he was also a Gentile, he was not an Israelite, but he went to Jesus on behalf of his servant. Ithe noma uJesu ethi, what you know, say but the word only and my servant will be healed. Manje kuba neconfidence yizinto ezinjalo bangcwele, ube neconfidence to the Lord nokuthi noma ngabe isimo sinje uNkulunkulu khona. Manje sisakhuluma ukuthi tackle message yethu ithi confidence in the Lord. Manje siyabona izwi lapha sesizovala lapha kuma Hebrews chapter 10 kuverse 35-36 ithi we must not throw away our confidence, it will richly reward us. We need to persevere so that when we have done the will of God, we'll receive what he promised. Manje lapho bese liyabonakala futhi bangcwele laphayana kuPhilippians uchapter 1 verse 6 uma umpostoli uPauli ekhuluma nebandla laseFilippi uthi he is confident of this that umsebenzi awuqalile kubo uNkulunkulu uzowuphelelisa. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje uNkulunkulu ufuna ukuthi sibe nayo le confidence kuye. Manje kudingeka ukuthi we must not throw away this confidence. Ngoba lithi izwi likaNkulunkulu, it will richly reward us. And sesivala bangcwele ku 1 John chapter 5 sivala ngaye lana elithi izwi likaNkulunkulu lapho. 1 John chapter 5 uverse 14 wakhona. Lithi leli lizwi ku 1 John chapter 5 uverse 14. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, we have what he asks from him. Manje siyabona ukuthi if we pray according to his will, ngoba kuyenzeka ukuthi uyakhuleka but we are not praying according to his will bese uthi uNkulunkulu akaphenduli. May God richly bless you this morning. Umbuzo wami ukuthi iconfidence yakho ikubani na ngegama lika Jesu. Amen.
Where hope and faith thrive.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Pray is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM.